Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome in, everybody. You are indeed listening to the JR Sport Brief. My name is David Shepherd, a.k.a. The Good Shepherd, in for the great JR right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Number to join us, per usual, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. And if you cannot get through our busy phone line, you can always hit us up in our YouTube chat. It is good to see the usuals. We got Psych Manter. We got Pine Needle. We got Daily. We got Gary. We got Ryan Botcher. We got Drunkle Sam. Great to have the usuals with us. We got Cap. It's always an entertaining and enlightening group, if I may say so myself. And shout out to Bobby as well. We spent the first hour talking in great detail about Monday Night Football and the competitive game that we saw between the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets, and then the lack of one between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Denver Broncos. And right now, you see Max Fried, the winningest pitcher in all of baseball in 2025, trying to get the final out of the fourth inning. To update everyone on this game, Anthony Volpe, he hit a solo home run in the second inning. It currently stands 1-0 in favor of New York. And again, the fact that this particular matchup is a wild card round matchup just tells you how good these playoffs are going to be. We also had some breaking news, believe it or not, in the last 10 minutes. And that is Jonathan Kuminga is ending his stalemate with the Golden State Warriors and just signed a 2-year, $48.5 million contract extension. When you have Steph Curry in year 17, you have Jimmy Butler in year 14, you have Draymond Green in year number... Oh, you're clapping because it went foul, right, Botcher? Oh, no. It looks like it is... Okay. All right. Well, we're not going to do play-by-play, but it looks like the Red Sox are in business with runners on second and third, 1-0 still in favor of the Yankees. I thought you were clapping for a second. I thought it was a foul ball.
Oh, no, no. I hate the Yankees.
Is that why? Because you're a Mets fan.
Yes.
I know, but if the Mets lose... And no disrespect, but biggest payroll in baseball, only win 83 games, so good reason not to, you know, make the playoffs, especially when the Reds outplayed them in the month of September. But you don't switch over and have your New York allegiance? That's not how that works for you?
100% no.
No?
I go the entire baseball season getting trashed on by Yankees fans for Soto slumping for a month, that
right,
is.
Right.
And then...
All he did was have a career high in home runs.
Yeah. It's just, they are... The worst of the worst Yankees fans.
You know, there are prominent Yankee voices that have slammed Mets fans the last 24, 48 hours, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but either way, I can't support the Yankees. I really don't support the Red Sox either.
Right.
But we beat them in the World Series, so that kind of gives us a step over them.
You have a soft spot for them.
Yes.
You know, because if they win that 86 World Series, I don't think it takes them another... 18 years to get back to a World Series. So certainly keep you posted on everything Yankees and Red Sox. And we spoke in great detail about Nafisha Collier and what she had to say regarding the commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, and how a lack of leadership seems to be more pronounced than ever before. Now, I do want to talk MLB playoffs. I think this is a really, really cool time in baseball. You even talk about this particular game that we're watching right now. Garrett Crochet versus Max Fried. These are the two winningest pitchers in all of baseball in 2025. The Yankees are so prolific this year. They had not one, not two, five different guys finish with at least 25 home runs. Aaron Judge obviously leading the charge with 53. The Yankees had a higher run differential than anyone else in the American League by a mile. They're the hottest team coming into the postseason, winners of eight straight. They're playing against their arch nemesis, Boston Red Sox. And this is what we're getting in a wild card round. And that's not the only headline coming out of the American League East. How about the Toronto Blue Jays winning this division for the first time in a decade? Having 94 wins this season, that's the most wins they have had since 1993, when that famous call was made, touch them all, Joe, you'll never hit a bigger one. The last time they won 94 games, obviously they were World Series champion bound. So that's really cool if you are the Blue Jays. And since that time period, by the way, they have only won two playoff rounds in the last 32 years. So you know Toronto getting the number one overall seed in the American League, courtesy of a tiebreaker against the New York Yankees, you know they're going to be chomping at the bit to want to do some damage once they get to the postseason this particular time around, as Max Fried strikes out the third batter and they go scoreless now, the Red Sox, into the top of the fifth inning. What is also really impressive about this particular postseason is you got Cleveland and you have Detroit. And Detroit was up 15 and a half games at one point in the AL Central. They were up 11 games at one point in the month of September. There has never been a bigger comeback to take a division lead than what we saw this season with the Cleveland Guardians storming back and taking the AL Central from the Tigers, not just 15 and a half games overall, but 11 games back in the final month of the season. That has never happened before. So now, the fact that they are facing off against each other in the postseason just adds even more magic to this particular 2025 playoffs. And anytime the Chicago Cubs are back in the playoffs, that's always a good thing. Their first time back since 2020. And, you know, obviously we know with the Chicago Cubs, they're always a big time market. They're always the lovable losers in the best way possible. But you talk about a team that is desperate to win a World Series. At least the Cubs can speak of 2016. What about the Brewers? The Brewers have never won a World Series. Last time they even appeared in a World Series was 1982 when they took the Cardinals to seven and have not been back since. So there is a lot of people, myself included, that are rooting the most for the Milwaukee Brewers winning a franchise best 97 games. And you know, and I'm not the first person to say this, if they were to win their first World Series a year after Bob Uecker, I should even say less than a year after the late, great Bob Uecker, you know, had his final call and passes on, that would be the universe smiling on all of us if Milwaukee were to come through and win their franchise's first World Series title. And it's even more impressive for them to get to 97, you know, wins when you consider Rhys Hoskins was out for a good amount of time. They don't have a single 30 home run hitter this year, even though Christian Yelich at times has looked like that 2018 MVP version of Christian Yelich. What you also know is they don't have a guy that, again, has had 30 home runs at all this season. We've had five guys this year hit 49 plus. There has not been one single member of the Milwaukee Brewers that has scored 100 runs. There were two guys on Ryan Botcher's favorite baseball team, the New York Mets, that were able to score at least 117 runs. That tells you how difficult it is to do what the Brewers are doing with the best record in baseball, and they have no eye-popping stats. They have no true superstar. This is the ultimate get-it-done-by-committee team. And so to root for the Brewers is very easy. You also have a manager that has not even been a manager in baseball until his mid-60s. So it's just a cool story all around. And then from the Yankees standpoint, they've only won one World Series in the last 24 years. Aaron Judge, he's got some postseason demons to, you know, eradicate, to rewrite. And, you know, when you come into the postseason and the last two postseasons, you have hit under 200, and we're talking about a guy that is likely going to be the back-to-back American League MVP, that's a problem. The one thing missing from his career is a World Series title. Can't say that about Shohei Ohtani anymore. Guy never won a playoff game, gets to the Dodgers in season number one, wins a World Series. So there's even more pressure on Aaron Judge this time around. And then you talk about the Seattle Mariners. I mean, what they were able to do, winning their first AL West crown since 2001. There had never been a catcher in MLB history with 50 home runs in any given season. Cal Raleigh comes along, never hitting more than 34 home runs in any season, and blasts 60 as a switch-hitting catcher. This is coming off of a home run derby where he became the first switch hitter and catcher to win that particular contest. And then you talk about the Seattle Mariners, who have only been to the playoffs just once the last 23 years. The fact that they are able to win that division and become the number two seed, the fact that you have all these great players, Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, the big unit, a.k.a. Randy Johnson, Tino Martinez, you talk about David Segui, you talk about Jay Buhner, Alex Rodriguez, Joey Cora. They've had amazing players in their franchise's history with not one World Series appearance to speak of. They are the only remaining baseball team without a World Series appearance. So there are so many different storylines coming into the postseason. And Aaron Judge looking like an MVP version in the playoffs is something we have not seen since the 2010s from the Yankees captain. He knows this particular postseason is going to create challenges right away, especially when you face your arch rival, Boston Red Sox.
Tough ball club with a great lineup. Obviously good started pitching, good back end of their bullpen. So we've had some battles with them all year, and looking forward to another fun series.
And speaking of MVPs, you got Shohei Ohtani, who's a virtual lock to be the back-to-back MVP in the National League, tops his 54 home run season in 2024 with a cool 55 in 2025. You have individuals like Mookie Betts who are starting to come on strong. You have Freddie Freeman that had a team-high 295 batting average. You have the breakout year of Andy Páez. So there's so much to look forward to if you're a Dodgers fan, because they're attempting to do something that has not been accomplished this century, and that is be a back-to-back World Series champion. And then how about Clayton Kershaw? 11-2 on the year, 7-0 since the month of July, 5-0 in an ERA of 1.88 in the month of August. You saw how great he was in his final home start with the Dodgers, if that is his final home start. You saw how great he was, of course, against Seattle in his final regular season start. To me, if there is not enough motivation for the Dodgers to win a World Series, becoming the first back-to-back World Series champions this century, how about sending Clayton Kershaw out the right way? And because of the timing of his last start, he is not going to be on the postseason roster in this particular wild card round. So you better believe they have all the incentive and all the motivation to want to make sure they at least win another round to get Clayton Kershaw in the playoffs one last time. And the team they're going to be facing, the Cincinnati Reds, in the playoffs for a full 162 game season for the first time in over a decade. Terry Francona, his first year in Boston, he made the playoffs. His first year in Cleveland, they made the playoffs. And we all remember how that first year in Boston went when it resulted in their first World Series in nearly 100 years, 86 to be exact. And so I don't think Cincinnati is going to do that. But the fact that the Reds were able to get in over, sorry, Botcher, cover your ears, the highest paid payroll team in all of baseball in the Mets is quite an accomplishment for Terry Francona. There is a reason why when he hangs it up, as soon as he does, he will be enshrined into Cooperstown as a Hall of Fame manager. And then we're sleeping on the Phillies. We're sleeping on Kyle Schwarber doing his best impression of Ryan Howard. 56 home runs on the year and 132 RBIs. We know he has a World Series. We know Trey Turner has a World Series. But another storyline that we have to factor is Bryce Harper, who has been oh so close. Will he finally get that first World Series? We know how much of a match made in heaven Bryce Harper has been in his time in Philadelphia. But to me, the thing that I am most intrigued and excited about is the Milwaukee Brewers. Again, this is a team that got shellacked in the wild card round and got their hearts stomped on when they were up 2-0 and the Mets behind Pete Alonso in an opposite field home run are able to come back on them in the ninth inning, and that was the ultimate deflation. That was the ultimate letdown. And for that to be the last game that Bob Uecker would ever call is disheartening. And I don't want to say tragic. That would be a little bit too much hyperbole, but it was an incredible disappointment that that's how one of the all-time great broadcasters in the history of sports would have to call his final game. So the fact that Milwaukee is back in the postseason better than ever, the fact that Pat Murphy has this team clicking on all cylinders this year, where they were reeling off games like they were playing video games, for Milwaukee to come in with the best overall record and be in the bottom one-third of payroll, and to be doing this with no true superstar, and no disrespect to Freddy Peralta, I don't consider him to be one of the game's elite pitchers. The fact that they are doing this by committee, the fact that Milwaukee is doing this in a relatively small market without any World Series titles to their franchise name, without any World Series title appearance since 1982, that to me is the story to root for. And I am very excited for what is going to ultimately transpire this particular postseason. And we had a magical regular season. Ratings were up across the board. You saw five guys for the first time in MLB history have 49 home runs or more. You saw a rookie have four home runs in a single game. Hi, Nick Kurtz. You saw teams make historically great runs just to win divisions, a la the Cleveland Guardians coming back down 11 in the month of September. We've had a catcher hit 60 home runs. It's never happened before. We had a switch hitter hit 60 home runs. We had Aaron Judge hit 53 home runs, bat 331. We've never had a guy win a batting title and hit that many home runs in the history of Major League Baseball. And then we have the ultimate send-off in sayonara to Clayton Kershaw, still very much pitching at the top of his game, but going out on top. There were so many incredible things that took place in the sport of baseball, and I don't see this being one exception when it comes to the postseason. Number to join us, 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. What are you most looking forward to when it comes to the playoffs? Botcher, I fear to ask because it might be at the expense of the New York Yankees, but what are you specifically most excited about, most looking forward to in these 2025 MLB playoffs?
I'm actually kind of questioning what's going to happen in the NL. Just because the AL, you kind of know which teams are going to rise to the top, with the Yankees, of course, and then potentially the Mariners because they have a great pitching staff, and they kind of have to take on a tire team within the Guardians, the Tigers. But on the NL, it seems that every single team that has made the postseason in the National League, they all can make a run. I think that all of their pitching has been good. They all have stars where they can hit. It's just who's going to get the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
And you can see a little bit now that, you know, the Cubs beat the Padres. Maybe there's an edge there.
Well, it helps when the Padres don't score runs in the last seven innings.
Well, yeah, of course. But the Cubs and the fan base there at Wrigley is just, it's an effect.
Yeah.
So it's just everything in the NL is a giant blur.
Okay.
I don't know where it's going to go, especially because the Dodgers are, they were not, I don't want to say their pitching staff wasn't amazing, and they have all these great guys. So
right.
They might be great, might be bad. So it's, you never know.
Yeah. Again, Botcher, I mean, there does seem to be a lot of parity in both leagues, especially the National League, because I don't know anyone outside of Milwaukee that is picking the Brewers to come out even and represent the World Series, let alone win the World Series with the best record in all of baseball. Certainly no team has come in hotter to the playoffs than the Yankees, winning eight straight. So there is so much to look forward to when it comes to these MLB playoffs. And my question for you at 888-710-4ISN, that is 888-710-4476, what are you most looking forward to about these particular playoffs? When we come back, we already had two games take place. And one of those games that took place, you got to love what you saw from the Detroit Tigers ace, Mr. Scoville, the likely Cy Young Award winner. He put on a performance that only he could pull off in this postseason. I don't know another ace that could be that dominant in 7 1/3 innings. We will play you the sound you need to hear. We will give you the details on the Detroit Tigers coming into Cleveland and stealing game number one on the other side. This is the Good Shepherd in for the great JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you cannot get through our busy phone lines, you can always hit us up in our YouTube chat. Shout out to Daly. Hope that tennis is going well for you, my friend. Bobby, continue the great tunes. And you can always hit me up on social media at Shep On Air. We're coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepherd.
Yes, you are. Welcome, everybody, to the JR Sport Brief. David Shepherd filling in. Great to be with you, however and wherever you may be listening from. Now, we have had two games already completed in the wild card round. The first to begin was at Progressive Field. It began at 1 p.m. Eastern time with the Tigers and the Guardians. And you talk about two teams that had a role reversal in terms of how they finished their respective seasons. You had the Tigers just collapsing, completely collapsing, going 7-17. You had the Guardians, on the other hand, finishing 20-7. And obviously, I relayed to you that the Tigers giving up 15.5 game division lead is the biggest blown lead in MLB history. And the fact that Cleveland went 5-1 against this team, including sweeping them at their place, I thought was going to be a telling sign of Cleveland taking care of business and winning this series comfortably. That is why you have Tarik Skubal, who is the ultimate ace. And he struggled a little bit down the stretch of September. He only had one win, but the reality is it's not like he got the most amount of run support. He still did have 17 strikeouts in his final two games, but clearly he was saving his best for last, giving up just three hits. One earned run allowed. Again, 14 strikeouts. This was vintage Scooble in 7 1/3 innings. And it was scary because if you are the Guardians, you saw this ace pitcher get better and better as the innings progressed. He had five straight strikeouts in the 6th, 7th, and 8th. You're not supposed to get more feisty and have a higher velocity with what the heat you're bringing. You're supposed to wind down and cool down a little bit. That wasn't the case for Scooble, and they needed every bit of it after he finishes with a season-high 107 pitches, because Gavin Williams, you know, the big right-hander for Cleveland, who's definitely emerged as their ace in the second half of the season, he looked the part in game one. He pitched six strong. He had 8 strikeouts. He only gave up one run. So they needed Scooble to be the ace that he was, and after a sacrifice bunt in the 7th, the Tigers ultimately take that lead 2-1. But as anybody paying attention to Detroit baseball this season will attest to, once they get leads, it becomes iffy. It becomes shaky, because that bullpen is not something that A.J. Hinch is going to write home about anytime soon. So they hand it over to Will Vest. And Will Vest, unfortunately, to start the bottom of the 9th inning, gives up a single to Jose Ramirez, and then an errant throw to first. Jose finds himself on third base with no outs. This is going to be an automatic run scored for Cleveland, right? You can't trust the relief pitchers when it comes to the Detroit Tigers. We saw Vest have a blown save a little over a week ago. This ain't looking too good. But then you saw that changeup, incredible pitch to get out number one. You saw a dribbling ground ball hit back to him for out number two. He makes a great play on the ball, rushes right to it, holds Jose up. Jose is in the middle of a rundown. He ends up tagging him. That's how you perform as a pitcher in the field. And then we saw, of course, the final call when, you know, Will Vest needed to be, he was his best. That's the only rhyme I'm going to give on this particular program, Ryan Botcher, that I promise you. It's not a rap. It's just a rhyme. So with that being said, let's hear the final out of this particular game, courtesy of the Tigers Radio Network.
Left-handed batter, close to the plate. First pitch, high pop-up. This should do it. Javi Baez, Riley Green, Baez calling for it. He makes the catch. Tigers take game one in Cleveland.
Man, you cannot say enough about Tarik Skubal. Just unbelievable. And I'm looking at this. I wanted to get as much context as I could. The 14 strikeouts that he put up is a record, Ryan Botcher. It is an absolute record of the new wild card round. And so by virtue of that, he has to be our defensive player of the week. And that's brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Just an unbelievable performance of 14 strikeouts. Again, the previous record holders, Clayton Kershaw, believe it or not, I know he gets a bad reputation for his postseason performance, and then Gerrit Cole, pretty impressive what the Yankees have been able to do, by the way, winning an AL high 94 games without their ace for the entire season. But this particular Tuesday in the first round of the wild card, the ultimate performance was on the mound by Tarik Skubal, 14 strikeouts, again, a new wild card record for the most strikeouts in a game in this particular phase with 14. And the truth of the matter is, there's a reason why many people consider him the likely favorite to win back-to-back American League Cy Young Award winners. He is someone that can tend to show you when you write him off and you think he's fading a little bit and he has a rough stretch. Look at what he was able to do on Tuesday. His manager, A.J. Hinch, he damn well knows who set the tone for this win.
Obviously, Tarik set an incredible tone for us. He's been incredible for us all season, but what a performance at the biggest moments and the biggest stage to get us in a great position to win the game.
So, Botcher, we have that 14th strikeout call. Let's play that. And then what's even more impressive about striking out 14 guys? Tarik Skubal's 14 Ks? He doesn't believe it matters. What matters is the win. Let's take a listen to those back-to-back clips.
Skubal drops the hands into his motion. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Changeup. Gets John Kinsey Noel to start the 8th. 14 strikeouts for Tarik Skubal.
I understand, but it doesn't. No, it doesn't really matter. Winning is what matters to me. It's mattered to me all year. I think winning is the most important thing in sports. It's why you play, is to win. And however I can make an impact on the win, maybe that's a different answer, but I care about winning more than anything.
You know, for the Detroit Tigers, they've had a dominant bullpen for the majority of this season, but it fell apart the last 2 months. They've been shaky at best. They've been putrid, if I'm being fair. And for Will Vest to come in and have the kind of game that he did, you know, getting, a crucial out in that eighth inning, only to give up a single turned into a triple by Jose Ramirez off of an errant throw, that spelled disaster. You're giving Cleveland the momentum all the way back. And for him to come up with that particular changeup, which is his go-to forte pitch, at the most crucial time of the game, when a simple bloop of the ball going into the outfield gets Ramirez home and that game is a whole new ball game tied at two, this was a very gut check win for the Detroit Tigers. And considering they finished the month of September 7-20 and squandering an 11-game division lead, for them to go to Progressive Field and pull out this win on the road is incredibly, incredibly impressive. And I think it's fair to say they can rely on their bullpen, on their relievers. And that's something that a lot of Detroit Tigers fans were very fearful of and had a lot of trepidation about when it came to the postseason. But game one, so far, so good. Number to join us, 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. How impressed were you with how bad Detroit has looked in the final month of the season for them to go to Cleveland and pull out this game one victory on the road? We will get to your calls on the other side. There was another game that is in full completion, and that, of course, is the Chicago Cubs pulling it out against the San Diego Padres. We'll give you the details on that on the other side. Before we do anything else, let's get to our latest sports flash with the always dapper Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepherd.
Welcome back, everybody. You indeed are listening to the JR Sport Brief, a.k.a. the Good Shepherd, filling in. Great to be with you, however, and wherever you may be listening from. The game still is in favor of the New York Yankees against the Boston Red Sox, 1-0 off of a solo Anthony Volpe home run in the bottom of the second inning. We are at the top of the sixth. And this would definitely be considered a pitcher's duel. Max Fried, the winningest pitcher in all of baseball, has now gone 5 1/3 inning without giving up a single run. And then Garrett Crochet, an individual who had the second most wins in all of baseball, as it looks like the Yankees get a double play and find themselves now headed to the bottom of the sixth inning. And you know there is no one happier on that particular quick turnaround play made than Max Fried. Number to join us, 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. Before we get back to the busy phone lines, I know a lot of people want to weigh in on Major League Baseball, talk some NFL from week four. The playoffs are always better when the Chicago Cubs are in it. Have not been in it in 5 years. It is great to have them back. And like the Cubs, the Padres have also played solid baseball heading down the stretch. We saw the Cubs sweep the Cardinals to get into the playoffs. We saw the Padres sweep the Diamondbacks, finishing out their season 7-1. Here's the problem for San Diego, and anyone will tell you this that watches the NL West. They are a really, really good home team. They struggle on the road. And so it wasn't going to look good for them going on the road in the wildcard round. And so far, that has played out. Nick Pivetta, someone who does not also do well on the road, coming into this particular playoff game, giving up 13 home runs on the road with just a 5-4 record. He's high risk and he's high reward. The risk mostly coming on the road. And we saw him give up just one hit through the first four innings. But then once we got to the fifth, and this is with, you know, Xander Bogaerts' double RBI that got the Padres a 1-0 lead, he unfortunately gives up back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Seiya Suzuki and Carson Kelly. And of course, you know this is courtesy of the Cubs Radio Network. Let's hear those back-to-back home runs, Botcher, that opened up this game. And it was not going to be something that the Padres would recover from. Let's take a listen.
Here's the 2-2 delivery. Kelly swings, and it's a high fly ball deep left center field. Going back, Sheets at the track, near the wall. Gone! Cubs take the lead! Carson Kelly pumps his fist up in the air as he rounds the bases. 2-1 Cubs over the Padres here in the fifth. First Suzuki, now Kelly. Cubs go back to back and take the lead.
So the Cubs would add an insurance run in the seventh inning. Padres scored once in the second, did not score in the next seven innings. Imagine how lethal this Cubs team is going to be if Pete Crow Armstrong, who was an MVP candidate for the first part of the Major League Baseball season, and Kyle Tucker are able to get going. They finished 0-6. So that's got to feel pretty good if you're Chicago, that you had arguably your two best players as no-shows at the plate and still able to come out victorious 3-1. The fear was confirmed for the Padres on Tuesday. They just do not play well on the road. They are 23 games above 500 at home. They are now 6 games below 500 on the road, and the Cubs were one of just 5 National League teams to win 50 games at home, now make it 20 games above 500 for them at home. Matthew Boyd, he struggled with his ERA in the month of September. I thought he certainly looked better in this particular performance. You know, 4 innings and 1/3, giving up just 1 run, And where you really got to give credit to is the Chicago Cubs bullpen. I thought they were lights out, 4 2/3 innings, 4 different pitchers, 0 runs given up. In fact, I don't even think they gave up a hit. That is called being lights out as a bullpen. And, you know, Craig Counsell, he was very complimentary, their manager of that bullpen, after the win. Let's take a listen.
I've talked a lot about, you know, them helping each other and how that group is connected. And today was a great example of it. You know, they get their outs and they make their matchups the right matchups. And so just a brilliant job. Everybody just made pitches. Can't say enough about what they did today.
I think you just summed it up pretty well in 23 seconds there, Craig Counsell. I know Brewers fans, not the happiest with you. Chicago certainly is. Number to join us, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's get to Paul in Rhode Island. Paul, appreciate the patience, buddy. How you doing? What you got for us?
My favorite friend at this in this shift. I'm going to tell you right now. I think maybe, I'll say one game in New York. But I'm going to tell you right now. As far as baseball,
yes,
I'm going to tell you. You got to look at the record because the Yankees are too strong. They're just too
strong. The Red Sox are playing them tough right now, Paul. I mean, they have more hits than the Yankees so far through 6 innings. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, you got your pitchers lined up. You have obviously Crochet going in game 1. I don't think the Yankees are, they're certainly a favorite, especially playing at home, but they're not an overwhelming favorite. I mean, hey, Paul, you remember what happened the last time the Red Sox played the Yankees in Yankee Stadiums? Now, the Yankees won that 4th game of that series, but the first 3 at Yankee Stadium, that's right, the Red Sox outscored the Yankees 19-4. Suffice to say, they kicked their butts the first 3 games of that series, something that maybe could have happened here.
Yeah, it was too early in the series. I think the Yankees took it as a knockoff, but I'm going to tell you, you're not going to touch the Yankees. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be honest, okay?
Yes, be honest, Paul.
I'm a regular Red Sox fan.
Sure.
And if I could smoke in that stadium, I would be a lot more games. But here's the deal.
Well, your lungs appreciate the lack of smoking.
Well, here's the deal. The deal is, I go to Patriots games. I make sure I get tickets way up there.
Sure.
Because of smoking.
Right.
And my money is my adrenaline is just as high as anybody else. But you cannot vape. You cannot vape in front of kids. Monkey weed or whatever it's called today. Okay. In Gillette Stadium.
A monkey weave, Paul? What do you mean by a monkey weave?
A monkey weave is just a name, the cheapest weed you can buy. It's called Chernobyl. The vape companies have different names.
Now, Paul, we appreciate your originality. We're kind of getting off topic, but I'm glad you weighed in Patriots. I'm glad you weighed in on your Red Sox. Thank you for the phone call, my friend, and you have a great rest of your night, okay?
Oh, thank you, Shep. You know what? You are the best guy I ever called.
Thank you, Paul.
And no shit. Because, you know why? Because you are so honorable to take any person that is doing bad flour, popping beans, or drinking.
Thank you, buddy.
Or drinking top shelf and at home where their wife and kids sleep. Well, thank you so much, Chip.
It's my pleasure, Paul. Thank you, buddy. I mean, you know, I have a simple philosophy when it comes to hosting shows, and I know JR feels similarly with this. It's not just about his voice. It's not just about Ryan Botcher's voice. It's about making sure that you integrate as many people as possible because you want the flavor happening on the Northeast. You want the flavor from the Pacific Northwest. You want, you know, people outside of the States, you know, calling from Canada, you know, calling from Mexico, calling around the world. That's what makes, you know, what we do so interesting and so compelling and so captivating. And, you know, I saw, you know, Bob Costas and he was interviewing on NBC, and he was just talking about the Olympics, and he was talking about what makes that so exciting for him and just so scintillating. And it's because of the education that comes with it. It's because of how much he learns. And the thing that I love about a show like this that has as many markets as it does, that clears as many affiliates as possible, is you hear a lot of different opinions, and you're not always going to agree with them, but it's up to you to take into account what they're saying, based who's saying it, take it with a grain of salt, but to be able to grow as a result. And you know, speaking of growing, you know, I'm really excited for the NBA season. They had NBA Media Day, and to hear LeBron, you know, talk about year 23, and to talk about his excitement when it comes to the process. Kevin Durant, year 19, talks about the first question that he was asked, believe it or not, was about whether he would sign an extension. They're already trying to write their next headline for 2026. And Kevin Durant, the consummate professional that he is, he answered it honestly and very transparently. He said, yeah, I'd like to sign a contract extension here. So you're in for a very exciting NBA season. You know, you have the Golden State Warriors. You got Steph Curry, who, of course, is healthy going into year number 17. You got Jimmy Butler in year 14, Draymond in year 13. And then signing Jonathan Kuminga, we, you know, saw that a little over an hour ago for a two-year $48.5 million extension. You saw what he did in the playoffs. You know, you saw he didn't get a whole lot of playing time against Houston. He only played three games, and I believe he averaged 6 points per contest. Well, when Steph Curry went down in that Minnesota series in the Western Conference semifinals, and they needed someone to step up and be a consistent scorer, Jonathan Kuminga was giving you 25 points a night. So you are signing a guy that's not even in his late 20s, still in his mid-20s, but he feels like he's been around forever because, you know, he was there even when they won a championship in 2022. But this is a really good sign if you are the Golden State Warriors, because when it comes to Steph, when it comes to Draymond, when it comes to Jimmy, you're not winning an NBA championship if your three best players are year 14 plus and into their career. So this is a huge move for Golden State. And it looks like Aaron Boone is taking out Max Fried. What a performance by him. Now, Botcher, I don't have the pleasure of being able to watch every single throw, every single at-bat. I know you're not the biggest Yankees fan, but you could not have asked for a better performance from Max Fried, giving up zero earned runs, as I squint and make sure I am reading this correctly, through six and one-thirds of an inning. This is what you pay for. This is what you need if Gerrit Cole is not able to be there. He was an ace tonight, and there's no debate there.
Oh, yeah, especially with the contract you gave him this offseason.
Right.
He's there for the next 7 or 8 years. So he's got to do this. Everybody knows that the pressure is on Max Fried to be their ace now and basically perform whenever he gets the chance. And he's proven it time and time again that he is an ace caliber player when healthy. So he was very great with the Yankees this year, and he basically toyed with the Red Sox.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, man, this has been an incredible pitching matchup. Obviously, you knew you had a 19-game winner and an 18-game winner, but I don't know if people anticipated through 15 innings between both teams, just one run would be given up. When we get back, we'll continue to take your calls at 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4476. But we got a fourth game that we haven't talked about. It's the Dodgers hosting the Reds. We preview that on the other side. Here's the Good Shepherd in for JR. You know we're coming right back, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.